Federal authorities in Chicago have cracked open one of the most sweeping organized crime cases in that city's long and rich gangland history. Today, the FBI and the U.S. Attorney in Chicago announced indictments against 14 reputed organized crime figures. The charges include 18 murders among crimes dating back to the late 1960s. NPR's David Shaper filed this report from Chicago.
Today, the outfit takes a hit.
With that bold statement, Patrick Fitzgerald, the U.S. Attorney for Chicago, announced indictments today against 14 reputed members of the Chicago mob in what authorities have dubbed Operation Family Secrets. 12 of the 14 indicted are in custody, including two former police officers who allegedly aided the outfit. And Fitzgerald says many of those charged were involved in previously unsolved killings committed decades ago.
In total, 18 murders were charged as part of the racketeering conspiracy, ranging from a murder committed in 1970 to a murder committed in 1986. Four of the murders were double murders in which two people were killed.
Fitzgerald says it is the largest number of murders alleged in an indictment against Chicago organized crime figures, and he says this is the first indictment in Chicago to charge the outfit as a criminal enterprise. Other charges against the 14 include beatings, extortion, and illegal gambling. Not even in the days of Al Capone did the federal government nab so many for so much. The FBI's special agent in charge of the Chicago office is Robert Grant.
What makes this particular indictment significant to us is that for the first time, we have the heads of multiple crews indicted in one indictment.
Grant says that includes the reputed leader of the Chicago outfit, 63-year-old James Marcello, and the notorious Joey the Clown Lombardo, a 75-year-old who remains at large. Grant says in the wake of today's announcement, the number of street crews operating in the Chicago branch of the nationwide crime syndicate, known as La Cosa Nostra, or LCN, has been reduced from 6 to 4. Longtime observers of organized crime operations in Chicago had nothing but praise for today's arrests.
Fantastic.
Tom Kirkpatrick is with the Chicago Crime Commission, a nonprofit that has monitored organized crime activities since 1919.
In fact, if you'd asked somebody 5 years ago, would these murders ever be solved? Would these people be brought to justice? Probably most people would have said not a chance.
Kirkpatrick is standing in the lobby of Chicago's Dirksen Federal Courthouse before going upstairs to watch the first court appearances of many of the defendants. He says the indictments read like a novel and get at just about every single kind of criminal activity the Chicago mob has been involved in.
Dirty bookstores and gentlemen's clubs and video poker machines and payoffs and a couple of crooked cops to pass your information back and forth and, you know, labor union infiltration, you know, threatening labor disruption unless you get paid off and screwing the working man at the same time. All of these things leading up to and including the murders of 18 people.
Kirkpatrick says the indictments put a significant crimp in the Chicago mob's operations and should continue to do so for some time to come. Most of the defendants in the case entered pleas of not guilty in court appearances late this afternoon, except for one. He was found dead in a suburban hotel room of what's believed to be natural causes when investigators went to arrest him this morning. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.